The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome to this meditation session. And to evoke a theme for this meditation. Some of you may have seen that it's fairly common for statues of the Buddha, for the Buddha to have a small smile on his face. It's not dramatic, just a little upturn of the lips. And while he's sitting in a posture that represents both alertness and tranquility. And I think of this smile of the Buddha to be a tranquil smile, represent a tranquil joy, or a joyful tranquility. And so to sit with tranquility, to sit calmly, is often associated with meditation. And one of the ways of supporting tranquility in meditation is to recognize the tranquility that's here. The Buddha said that the nourishment for tranquility is tranquility. That might seem making it impossible if you don't feel any tranquility at all. How can you benefit from tranquility which is absent? But I suspect that if you take your meditation posture, that you will, if you search around, find something within you that feels like it's calm or tranquil, or it could just be a hint. And that can be the basis for the growth of more tranquility. So, assuming a meditation posture, one that maybe will support the body to be tranquil, calm, certainly not with the agitation of running around, and to gently close your eyes and to feel as you sit here, is there within you any physical tranquility? Anything that qualifies as physical calmness? Maybe already a bit of relaxation. Where in your body do you feel that calmness or tranquility the most, even if much of you is agitated? Where is it least agitated? And take a few moments to breathe with the place of calmness, of tranquility. Breathe through it, breathe with it. Just so you can feel the calmness more fully. And is there some simple way to allow that calmness to expand outwards into more of your body? Maybe there's relaxing around the calmness. maybe even a small adjustment in your posture allows the calmness to spread a bit. And is there some way that whatever calmness or tranquility you have, however small, that it could also be found or expressed in your breathing? Is there any part of your cycle of breathing that has some quality of relaxing, tranquility, peace, calm? Is there any part of the cycle of breathing that qualifies as being the most calm, the most at ease, the end of the exhale, maybe? The end of the inhale. If there's a pause between the exhale and inhale, is there something about that pause that feels tranquil and calm? Or is there something about the tempo of breathing that feels easy and calm? Even if there's only a little hints of it. And as you exhale, now to relax your body. Soften. Tranquility of the body is associated with a softness of body and a lightness of body. It feels light. And as you exhale, relaxing the body to soften the edges of it, you ease up on the heaviness of the body to feel a lightness. Relaxing, releasing the muscles of the face. Relaxing, releasing tension in your shoulders. Softening the belly. And similarly, can you find any hints of tranquility in your mind? Even if the mind is agitated, underneath the agitation, behind it, to the side, the mind, or at the center of the mind? Is there any feelings of calm? Ease? And the tranquility of the mind is also associated with a softness, soft mind, and a lightness of mind. And if you recognize any tranquility of mind, can you allow that to expand as you breathe? Relaxing the mind, quieting it, quieting the thinking. As you exhale, relaxing any tension or pressure associated with thinking, so that the calmness of mind can spread. I associate calmness with a very still lake at dawn, with no wind hardly. Very peaceful surface of the lake. Air is clear and still, quiet, before the activities of the day have begun. For the body and mind to be tranquil like that. And the breathing to be maybe a very gentle breeze that touches down across the surface of that lake, like a light feather that brushes the surface of the lake. That breeze doesn't disturb the lake. The movements of breathing, soft and light like a feather. Breathing with whatever tranquility of body and mind that's here. Not worrying about the agitation that there might be. But making room to feel and experience whatever peacefulness that's here. Breathing with it. Letting it have its time to expand, to grow, to nourish you, the nourishment of tranquility and peace. If there is any tranquility for you, let there also be a willingness to feel the tranquility, an openness to it, receptivity. As you breathe with the tranquility of mind and body, If the mind is starting to get activated and thinking a lot, calmly recognize that's the case. Let your mindfulness be calm and tranquil about what it knows. There's no hurry in mindfulness. Calmly bring what's happening into focus. And then recognize whatever tranquility and calmness that's present. And return to breathing. Breathing together with whatever calmness is here, with whatever nourishment there is in being peaceful and tranquil. And as the body feels tranquil and peaceful, might there be hints of some happiness or some sense of contentment or ease? A happiness or contentment in the body. And if there is hints of that, let that expand. Let that open to that. Breathe with the contentment, the happiness, the ease that might be there with the tranquility. A happiness, contentment that makes it easier to quiet the mind more. A still, quiet, tranquil mind. Might itself have a mental contentment and happiness. then as we come to the end of this sitting, may it be that this meditation is a support for the world, that the benefits of sitting and meditating will spread out from us individually and us collectively. Among those who are agitated, may we spread tranquility. Among those who are in conflict, may we provide peace. Among those who are tense, may we provide relaxation. Among those who are discontented, may we provide contentment. And for those who need reassurance, may we be reassuring. That it's good to be at rest and at peace in one's own heart. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And in this way, may all beings feel deeply at home in this world of ours and in their own hearts. May all beings be happy.